NPR, Democrats Embrace Tampon Tim Walz Nickname. By Paul Bois on August 7, 2024. A new report from NPR shows that Democrats have actually started to embrace the Tampon Tim nickname for Kamala Harris' running mate Tim Walz despite its discomforting connotations. After Kamala Harris announced Minnesota Tim Walz, D, as her running mate in the 2024 election, Republicans immediately seized upon legislation he signed into law in his state that called for tampons to be placed in both girl and boy bathrooms in schools. Since boys do not menstruate, Republicans coined the nickname. As Breitbart News reported, Republicans have savaged Walz for caving to the farcical woke insistence that not all students who menstruate are female. As Minnesota State Representative Sandra Feist articulated when advocating for the bill that Walz signed to require tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms in schools. According to NPR, while the issue stocking girls' bathrooms with tampons has almost broad support, the legislation that Tim Walz signed into law contained some strange language. But Republicans appear to be taking issue with the wording of the legislation, which says the products must be available to all menstruating students in restrooms regularly used by students. Some Minnesota Republicans initially tried to limit the initiative to female-assigned and gender-neutral bathrooms, but were unsuccessful. Even the author of that amendment ultimately voted for the final version of the bill, saying his family members felt like it was an important issue I should support. The bill's inclusive language reflects that not all people who menstruate are women, and not all women get periods, which was important to those who lobbied for the legislation. Regardless, Democrats in some circles appear to be embracing the moniker Tampon Tim. For instance, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said, "How nice of the Trump camp to help publicize Governor Tim Walz's compassionate and common-sense policy of providing free menstrual products to students in Minnesota public schools. Let's do this everywhere." Democratic Minnesota Representative Sandra Feist, the chief sponsor of the bill in the Minnesota State House, defended the legislation on Wednesday with the hashtag Tampon Tim. "This law exemplifies what we can accomplish when we listen to students to address their needs," she wrote. Excited to see MN representation at the top of the ticket. Former Georgia State Representative B. Wynn said, "Period poverty is a real thing. Students miss school because of lack of access to menstrual products. As a former teacher, Walz understands how his impacts educational outcomes, just like he knows how hunger impacts learning. This makes me an even bigger fan of Tampon Tim." One columnist for the Washington Post even put forward the claim that young boys with tampons or pads in their backpacks would be king stud in high school. Since hashtag Tampon Tim is trending, I'll point out that in high school, any boy who casually was like, "Oh, you got her period? I stashed a pad from the bathroom in my backpack in case one of my friends needed it," that boy would be king stud. That boy would be drowning in prom invites, she wrote on X, prompting mockery. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.